change on the way. Got about 3 minutes, and at 12:30, as a matter of fact, WXYZ. 12, 7, oh. WIC Dateline gives you a chance to talk to a lonely, possibly shy guy or gal. And who knows, this might be the right guy or gal for you. And again, it might not. What can I tell you? Royal Radio, the house of modern sound, is presenting to you, so to speak, this hour of the Jim Hampton Show on WXYZ. I want to tell you about a wild new thing they have. It's a portable record player, you see. Well, actually, it's like a portable record player. It isn't a record player. It's a tape recorder, you see. It's portable, like a portable record player. You figured that out yet? I'm trying to explain this to you. But it's actually a tape machine, you see. You can play the same tapes at home in your car. That's all there is to it. It's got the tone control, the balance control. It's easy to carry. You carry it around. It's got all the detachable speakers. Easy to set up. You can put it in your car. You can take it home. Do whatever you want with it. It's a portable tape machine. And it's built just like a record player, about the same size. And they have them at Royal Radio right now. I'm not going to tell you the brand. I'm not going to tell you the price. I want you to just talk to Benny. You see, Benny's the guy at Royal Radio. And he'll tell you all about it. Royal Radio, always with the latest in-car sound equipment at 612 North Main, between 11 and 12 Mile in Royal Oak. Number one song in Detroit, the Wixie winner.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night.
WXYZ, beginning this very second, ladies and gentlemen, guys and gals, and whoever else might be listening, oh, birds, cats, dogs, whatever, if you're listening to 1270 right now, the Wixie Dateline is on the air. Give me a call at 356-5630 or 356-5631. Let me give you a little hint. If the line is busy, and I guarantee it'll be busy, unless you're fortunate enough to get through right away, hang up and dial again real fast as you can, and keep that process up until you get through. Sometimes it takes 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 tries. It sounds that sounds like a lot, but a lot of guys and a lot of gals have done this. So that's how I happen to know. So try it. If you want to get through and you want to meet someone, maybe this is the chance you've been waiting for, all right?
WXYZ, ABC in Detroit, Michigan, with studios and broadcast house.
From the ABC.
WXYZ presents the good sound of Jimmy Hampton.
It's much too groovy on summer's day to waste running around in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Oh, look at the girls.
Wonderful friend of mine. He's the king of Linkin Park, good old Ed, and he's listening right now to 1270. I'm a little late. I was supposed to say hi to him about 20 after, but I forgot. You know, I'm so tight up here, but Ed, if you're listening right now, hi, Z-Poo.
It's the House of Modern Sound. Royal Radio is where it's found.
Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound, puts pleasure in your car with the uninterrupted stereo sound of the new SJB tape player. Match chrome speakers, solid-state transistor amplifiers, four-track cartridge loading unit, no threading or rewinding. Ease your favorite music in and get continuous entertainment out with the SJB stereo tape player. Only $59.95. Royal Radio, 612 North Main between 11 and 12 Mile Road in Royal Oak. Complete sales and service for all in-car sound systems. 4 and 8-track tape players. A complete music library of tapes of your favorites. Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound. Call them at 548-8711.
It's the House of Modern Sound. Royal Radio is where it's found.
You heard the man. Royal Radio. 612 North Main, between 11 and 12 Mile in Royal Oak. You might give them a call if you have a chance, like Monday. The number is 548-8711. 548-8711.
The sound is bigger and better on WXYZ.
Speaking of phone numbers, I have a number for you to call. 356-5630, the number for the Wixie Dateline. Or you might try 3565631 if you don't happen to, you know, get through right away. And keep trying. And we have an operator on duty, ladies and gentlemen, on the very expensive Jim Hampton Show, taking calls and names. Give your name, your age, the part of the city you live in, and your phone number. And that's all we need. Detroit Sound of Wixie, WXYZ in Detroit, 19 before 21, rather. Beg your pardon. Didn't want to mess you all up there. 21 before 1 in the morning. And Royal Radio is sponsoring this hour, the Jim Hampton Show. Sing a little song, would you please?
It's the House of Modern Sound.
That's beautiful.
Royal Radio is where it's found.
Hey, I gotta tell you about the newest of the new. It's the ARC, Automatic In-Car Record Player, from Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound at 612 North Main between 11 and 12 Mile in Royal Oak. Yeah, you know, they have the complete sales and service department for all the in-car sound systems, four and eight track in-car tape players. But what I want to talk to you right now about is the in-car record player. You see, it lets you play your favorite 45s as you wish in your car, uninterrupted. You just play 14 in a row without even touching anything. It's possible you can install it yourself, but they'll do it for you. It just takes a couple of minutes. It fits all the cars, under your dash or under the radio, somewhere in there. And you get five top hit 45s free when you buy the ARC from Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound. $59.95, the price. $59.95 at Royal Radio. Talk to Big Benny. He'll tell you all about it, all right? WXYZ Detroit at 66 in downtown. Detroit 61 at Metro for Detroit City Airport. And beautiful Inkster. The temperature is 63 degrees. Spotlight Sound.
There will be many we
brings to mind my favorite sergeant out there at beautiful Camp McCoy when I was marching for 2 beautiful weeks in that summer resort up there, so to speak. Sergeant Beretta, I hope he's listening this morning, and I hope there will never be another you.
Let's check the thermometer, tap the barometer. What's the weather gonna be on WXYZ?
Golly, gonna be fair the remainder of tonight, low 56, Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, high 86. A chance of showers on Sunday night or Monday, certainly is definite, isn't it? Low Sunday night, 63, and again it might be 50. High Monday, 84, light variable winds. Winds north-northwest 4 miles, humidity 90%. It's 66 degrees in downtown Detroit, 61 at Metro, or Detroit City Airport in East Detroit, temperature 63 degrees on the ever-so-popular Jim Hampton Show, home of Wixie Hot Air. Like this, which brings to mind a little song by Stevie Wonder.
Modern sound puts pleasure in your car with the uninterrupted stereo sound of the new SJB tape player. Match chrome speakers, solid-state transistor amplifiers, 4-track cartridge loading unit, no threading or rewinding. Ease your favorite music in and get continuous entertainment out with the SJB stereo tape player. Only $59.95. Royal Radio, 612 North Main between 11 and 12 Mile Road in Royal Oak. Complete sales and service for all in-car sound systems. 4 and 8-track tape players. A complete music library of tapes of your favorites. Royal Radio, the house of modern sound. Call them at 548-8711.
It's the house of modern sound. Royal Radio is where it's found.
I need to turn someone to call mine, but mama said, hey, hurry up.
Yeah.
Prospect from WXYZ at 8 minutes in front of one in the morning on 1270. You have exactly 8 minutes to call WXYZ at 356-5630 for the Wixie Dateline. And beginning at 1:15 this morning, we'll accept calls one more time. And maybe we can find someone on the list that we have in front of us. There's like about, man, there's 50, at least 50 names by now. Maybe we can find someone out of 50 that matches up your qualifications, all right?
A primary reason for listening to WXYZ Radio News. WXYZ Radio News again provides up-to-the-minute election returns. Listen Tuesday night for results and trends, with two reports scheduled each hour, plus bulletins, beginning at 8:25. WXYZ Radio News will offer complete election coverage all night long. Hear reports from the candidates' headquarters and WXYZ News Election Central. That's this Tuesday night.
Here we go. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to flip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to flip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go?
In Detroit from WXYZ.
WXYZ presents news at 55 from ABC.
This is Jim Hampton, WXYZ, ABC News, Detroit. In the headlines, Michigan politicians make news on national and state front. Michigan Airlines switchboards jammed. Carmichael has his say at Cobo Hall. Michigan politicians made news Saturday on both the national and state front. In Washington, three Michigan congressmen were among the 47 who signed a statement condemning South Vietnam Premier Ki. The condemnation came after Ki suggested an invasion of North Vietnam and an eventual war with Red China. The men, all Democrats, were John Connors, John Mackey, and Weston Vivian. Michigan Republican Senator Robert Griffin is in Michigan this weekend after the airline strikers reached tentative agreement. Griffin mailed his absentee ballot from Detroit Saturday before leaving for a series of Monroe County appearances. He'll face the winner of the Democratic primary in the November senatorial election. The two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate nomination were busy Saturday. In a shopping center, G-Men and Williams again denied charges in a Kavanaugh circular that his new economics will dampen prosperity. Williams said that a tax cut might even be necessary to recharge the economy. Detroit Mayor Kavanaugh went on a jet tour of Michigan Saturday. At one point, he took time out to explain his plan to help college students finance their education. The plan calls for the federal government to give the students funds which they can repay after graduation or during college by working on special programs. In Battle Creek, voters are preparing to vote on still another issue. On Tuesday's ballot will appear a proposal to unite Battle Creek, Springfield, and four townships. The townships are Battle Creek, Emmett, Penfield, and Bedford. A majority against the proposal in any one community can kill it. If ratified, the new city will have a population of about 100,000 and will cover 144 square miles. In a speech given in Southfield Saturday, Governor Romney charged that his administration has tried to give fair treatment to industry, which allows it to contribute more and better jobs. Romney spoke at the dedication of the Federal Mogul Corporation's new central office building. Michigan Airlines switchboards have been jammed with people trying to get bookings on the first planes that will begin flying after the end of the nationwide machinist strike against five major airlines. In Michigan, about 480 members of the Machinist Union will vote on the new pact Sunday at 2 p.m. At least 168 flights serving Michigan airports are affected by the strike. Beneficiaries of Social Security and railroad retirement plans would get an automatic cost of living increase in their benefits, according to a bill Congressman Edward Hutchinson introduced in Washington Saturday. The measure would provide a 3% hike in benefits after each 3% increase in the cost of living. Hutchinson said that Congress should provide this built-in hedge against inflation and its hardships. The Detroit News is carrying a copyrighted story which says that Ford Motor Company engineers regard the new federal auto safety bill as unrealistic. The story says that Ford fears some of the 1968 luxury cars could be kept out of production because of the timetable for putting the new laws into effect. The news says that officials of other companies, Chrysler, General Motors, and American Motors, did not voice the same concern, although they too were critical of the bill. In sports this morning, baseball, the American League, Kansas City over our Detroit Tigers 2-1, Minnesota blanked out Baltimore 7-0, White Sox trounced the Yankees 6-0, Boston 8, Washington 2. In the National League, the Mets over the Cubs 6-3, St. Louis 3, Los Angeles 1, Cincinnati over Houston 5-1, Atlanta down San Francisco 6-5, and Philadelphia over the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-1. This is WXYZ News.
It's the House of Modern Sound. Royal Radio is where it's found.
Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound, puts pleasure in your car with the uninterrupted stereo sound of the new SJB tape player. Match chrome speakers, solid-state transistor amplifiers, 4-track cartridge loading unit, no threading or rewinding. Ease your favorite music in and get continuous entertainment out with the SJB stereo tape player. Only $59.95. Royal Radio, 612 North Main, between 11 and 12 Mile Road in Royal Oak. Complete sales and service for all in-car sound systems. 4 and 8-track tape players. A complete music library of tapes of your favorites. Royal Radio, the House of Modern Sound. Call them at 548-8711.
It's the House of Modern Sound. Royal Radio is where it's found.
The WXYZ weather forecast, fair overnight, low 56, mostly sunny and warmer Sunday, high 86. Currently, the winds are north-northwest 4 miles, humidity 90%. It's 66 degrees in downtown Detroit, 61 at Metro, Detroit City Airport in Wyandotte, 63. This news brought to you by Royal Radio, sales and service on Main Street in Royal Oak, halfway between 11 and 12 mile roads, the House of Modern Sound. With the latest news from ABC Radio, Jim Hampton, WXYZ News, Detroit.
Stop!
Felly Freeze, and it's done by Alvin Cash and the Registers, one of those great groups that'll live through time, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1:05 in the morning.
If this is the first time you've listened to WXYZ today, you have missed the entire Joey Reynolds Show.
All right! All right!
You are now listening to Jimmy Hampton.
Fans.
And Mark Avery is next at 6 o'clock.
Yeah!
A little correction on that. Mark Avery will not be joining us this morning on 1270. You remember Mark. He's the Monday through Saturday swagger at Wixie. I have to work all those other days.
I hate it.
Tuesday night at Detroit Dragway. Super championship event. The Super Stock Showdown.
A wild battle to decide who is the fastest. Ford, Chevrolet, or Chrysler.
NHRA and NASCAR champion, the Tasca Ford Mustang, will race Pete Seaton Chevrolet Shaker.
The Ram Charger's new 8-second Dodge Dart will race Malcolm Durham's fantastic new 427 cubic inch Chevrolet Corvair.
Pete Seaton Chevrolet will battle with a Ram Charger.
Malcolm Durham's Corvair will race Tasca Ford.
The Ram Chargers will take on Tasca Ford.
It's going to be a funny car free-for-all as the top cars in the country battle it out.
This Tuesday night in a special show at Detroit Dragway. Sibley at Dix.
The Ram Chargers Dodge.
Seaton Shaker.
Tasca Ford.
Malcolm Durham's Corvair.
Everyone.
He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone. So to her mother, Tommy said,
happy songs, don't you? Huh? Isn't that a pretty... Oh, listen. Tell Laura I love her. Ray Peterson on WXYZ with Solid Gold. Speaking of Saul, you'll hear old Uncle Saul this weekend. Danny Taylor, he plays Solid Gold today from 2 in the afternoon till 6. And then again, requests and dedications from 7 to 9:25.
Senate Race 1966, a profile of the candidates and the issues. As a public service, WXYZ News presents a 55-minute profile of senatorial candidates Robert Griffin, Jerome Kavanaugh, and G. Menin Williams, with a close-up of their views on subjects ranging from U.S. policies in Vietnam to domestic issues, and their own qualifications for the office of United States Senator. Listen for Senate Race 1966, Sunday night at 6 on WXYZ.
Thank you very much. 12 after 1 in the morning from XYZ.
Tuesday night at Detroit Dragway, Super Championship Event, the Super Stock Showdown.
A wild battle to decide who is the fastest, Ford, Chevrolet, or Chrysler.
NHRA and NASCAR champion, the Tasca Ford Mustang, will race Pete Seaton Chevrolet Shaker.
The Ram Chargers' new 8-second Dodge Dart will race Malcolm Durham's fantastic new 427 cubic inch Chevrolet Corvair.
Pete Seaton Chevrolet will battle with a Ram Charger.
Malcolm Durham's Corvair will race Tasca Ford.
The Ram Chargers will take on Tasca Ford.
It's going to be a funny car free-for-all as the top cars in the country battle it out.
This Tuesday night in a special show at Detroit Dragway. Sibley at Dix.
The Ram Chargers Dodge.
Seaton Shaker.
Tasca Ford.
Malcolm Durham's Corvair.
Everyone.
Racing begins at 8 p.m.
Tuesday.
Tuesday night at Detroit Dragway.
Here is Detroit Sound number 11. It's certified. Donovan on Wixie. Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I changed my ways.
Personality Radio here in Detroit.
You can bet when your dial is set to the last four letters of the alphabet.
number is open right now, 356-5630 on 1270. Give me a call right now if you'd like to talk to a guy or a gal. I have names, ages, areas, and phone numbers of about 50, 60 people right here in front of me. And possibly there might be a guy or gal that you know, would be best for you. They range in age from 15 up to, let's see, 36. Yeah. Let's see, 15, 16, 17, 19, 20. And one lady called is 36. Okay. Okay, it's going to be fair the remainder of tonight, low 56, Sunday mostly sunny and warmer, high 86, chance of showers Sunday night or Monday, low Sunday night 63, and the high Monday of 84, light variable winds, winds in north-northwest 4 miles, humidity 90%, it's 66 degrees in downtown Detroit, 61 at Metro, for Detroit City Airport, and beautiful Walled Lake, the temperature is 63 degrees.